I don't know. I'm not an art critic. But I can sure as hell tell you that that's a crime.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is weekly punk rock show, We All Fall Down. My name is Tim, and welcome to this radio show, my friends. Nice to be here at CITR radio station. We just heard a band by from Minneapolis, that's the name of the city, and the name of the band is Dillinger 4, and that was a song called Afloat or Left with Pleasure in the Executive Office, something like that. It's a very, very long name for a song. Afloat or Left with Pleasure in the Executive Washroom. Very good, very good. And that was from the band's album C2Atonist Comedy. Oof, not very good with pronunciation today, sorry my friends, but I will try to improve it, but I can promise. Today's show will be divided in two parts. In the first part, I will play you some new exciting music I have prepared for you. There are some, I think there are some really good songs. And in the second part of the show, after probably 1:30 mark, I will play you in an interview with KJ from the band called Chicks Dig It. The band play Brilliant Scent last week, exactly a week ago, and before the show, me and KJ, we sat down across the venue at the bar, and we just had a conversation that turned out to be probably about, 15-20 minutes conversation, and we discussed lots about Chicks Dig It's new EP, released last year. And so after 1:30 p.m. I will just play you the interview with clips of songs from that new EP, and I will play you those songs because we specifically discussed some songs from that release, and I decided to play those songs. So first off, I will be talking a little bit and then playing, and the second half of the show we'll hear the interview with bits of music, and that's the plan for today's show. But for now, let's listen a little bit to some new music. I have a brand new band I discovered just about a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know yet, but looks like this album might be, you know, one of my favorite albums, and maybe even the best album of this year. That's a new band to me. They're not new. They've been making music since early 2000s, but the new album, which is called Hopes, Dreams, Lies, and Shames, I guess. Yeah, Shames. That's the name of the new album, and the name of the band is Argy Bargy. I think that's how you pronounce it. They are from in England, UK. I prepared some songs, the song from this album and a couple of other songs. So let's start. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly. Argy Bargy, whatever. That's the band from UK, and I think they have a very, very good record. So I'd like to share a song called No Fun At All, track number 4 off their record. So this is, let's call them Argy Bargy from United Kingdom of England, and this is radio station CITR.
You're not funny at all. Everywhere I turn, every single thing.
Hello, you're listening to the radio station CITR on 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. This is weekly punk rock show We All Fall Down. We just heard the block of new punk rock music. Let me quickly tell you what I just played for you. The last band, it was a band from Austria. I've played them before on the show, and this is another track from their album Mesh of Lies, and that was a second track from the album called Mr. CEO, Never Been Famous from Austria. Before that, we heard legendary Canadian band called Propagandy. Their new album came out in the beginning of September on Epitaph Records, and the name of the album is Failed States. And we heard a short song called Status Update, and last week, this album first charted on CITR charts, and I just decided to play another song to help keep this brilliant record in the charts of radio station CITR. Before that, we heard the band Crusades. They are from Ottawa, and they released a new 7-inch called Parables. The last year, they released a full debut, full studio album, and I thought that was one of the best albums released last year. But unfortunately, I discovered and got this album in the end of the last year, so I didn't really play much of songs from that album. But I think I need to play more from Crusades. They're great, great, great band from Ottawa. Punk rock, the kind of dark sound, and I liked it. Crusades from Ottawa, and we heard a song from their new 7-inch, and the name of the song was, wow, it's gonna be complicated, Rites of Atonement. I hope that makes sense. And I opened this block of music to the band called, I don't know how to pronounce them, let's call them Argy Bargy. It's spelled Argy Bargy, I guess. Okay, don't blame me. I hope it's all good. But the record is brilliant. The band just writes amazing choruses. I don't know, like, it's good punk rock, but every chorus they write is just brilliant. I think, like, you know, it's a very, very strong record. The name of the record, Hopes, Dreams, Lines, and Shames or Schemes or Shames, something, doesn't matter. And it was a song called No Fun At All. It was the band from England, Argy Bargy. Alright, so let's move on to the next part of the show. As I said earlier, I prepared an interview with KJ from Chicks Dig It. Chicks Dig It played a brilliant show a week ago on Thursday. And as I said earlier, I got a chance before the show to talk to KJ. We discussed a lot about their brand new EP, which came out last year. The name of the EP, Safeways, Here We Come. And during the interview, we discussed three separate songs. Swedish Rat, Since You Got a Since You Got a Dog, and Hot and Horny. And during the interview, I will play you those songs. And in the end, KJ, as usual, I asked the question what kind of music he is into right now, and he recommended Teenage Bottle Rocket, Mask Intruder, Lipstick Homicide, Old Wives, and Silver Sun. And in the end, after the interview, I will play for you those songs. So yeah, for the next 30 minutes till 1 o'clock, there will be an interview with KJ from Chicks Dig It, and lots of songs by Chicks Dig It and those bands I just told you about. But yeah, let's listen, let's check it out. Yeah, there will be enough of me, so I don't think I need to do more talking, because there will be lots of us, me and KJ, talking during the interview. So thank you so much. Yeah, enjoy the interview, and I have something special. We'll have something special prepared for you next week. But for now, let's listen to this interview. I think it turned out very fun, and KJ has a very good sense of humor, and I hope you will enjoy our conversation and Chicks Dig It's music. So, Chicks Dig It from Calgary, Alberta, correct. And that's the interview with KJ. Thank you so much. Enjoy the interview. Welcome to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Thank you.
Last year, you released a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant EP called Safest, Here We Come.
Thank you.
And it's been 7 years since your last studio release. Does it feel like a comeback?
No.
Peak Razors, 2005.
Yeah. No, it doesn't feel like a comeback. It's just kind of like we've always kind of done the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been constantly touring. But sometimes, you know, it just doesn't feel like... It's kind of a pain in the ass, really, to get in the studio for us.
Uh-huh.
So we don't do it that often. But we've been playing shows constantly, so it doesn't seem like a comeback, because we've been going the same. We just haven't recorded anything. So, yeah. So, no.
The new release came out on Fat, and I think that's the right place. And, like, you are definitely a part of this great record label.
Thank you.
And I heard
we were very happy to be there, yeah.
I heard lots of interesting stories how, you know, lots of bands in the world are trying to get on Fat because it's, like, it's the best record label.
I agree.
But I hear how
now it's so easy between Mike and Fat Stuff and Vance, because they're friends. Just, oh, are you doing the record on our label? Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. How was it with you? Was it just another record? Was there anything interesting behind?
Yeah, no, it's just like, you know, I just sent an email to Mike saying, hey, we got this record. And he was just like, cool. We sent him some recordings and he's like, yeah, I love it. Let's put it out. Like, this is kind of, you know, how he does stuff. It's really simple, you know.
Yeah.
There's no boardroom meetings or anything that. It's just, you know, if he likes it, he'll put it out.
The other thing, I pre-ordered the record from the website.
Yes.
Yeah. And when I received the record, I was surprised. It was a blue, brilliant record. And side A contained all the 7 songs. And side B contained the same 7 songs.
Yes, if you wear out one side, you can go to the other side.
Yeah, this is brilliant.
But who knows if that'll ever happen. But, you know, still the option
is there.
No, I do
that.
Okay, cool.
Because I, again, the same, I think it was different record from Fat, because the whole songs were on one side and the second one was blank and I didn't like it, but your version I did.
There you go.
Yeah, so
it is really like a full length album.
Exactly, yeah, yeah, kind of, you know. Yeah. You know, like, again, when I was listening to this record, I was amazed, like, how all the songs are brilliant hits, and like, and every part of the song is like, there's no like even bad moments in the songs.
Oh, thanks.
Like, and you know, I saw, like, when you started progressively recording, I think you're becoming, in my opinion, like a better songwriter every album.
Oh, thanks.
Would you agree with that? Do you feel like you know how to write a good folk punk song?
I don't know if that's for me to decide, you know, but yeah, I feel like, you know, if I listen to our older stuff, you can see a difference, you know, for sure. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying, like, within the medium of the, you know, what we do, like, try and do different things, I guess. I don't know. It's really not that much thought put into it. It's just like I hum something, and if I like it, then I turn it into a song. You know what I mean? It's pretty much as simple as that, and I don't know. If it sounds better or cooler, that's good. I don't know, like, you know. But really, it's pretty much not more interesting than that, I guess. So I honestly couldn't tell you.
Yeah. The other thing was, you know, like, Pink Razors was probably one of... Yeah, I'd say it was my favorite album of 2005, and since then, I was, basically listening to this record constantly, and there was a pretty big gap between recordings, like we discussed, and I didn't think that's what happened, but I was kind of, you know, some bands grow up, but when I heard the new EP, it was like, it was all this good old chicks dig it. Was it ever a concern for you, like, going a little bit more serious, or you just, was it something that you ever...
I think, you know what, we've always kind of done what we wanted, you know, and that's why, like, being on Fat is great, because we can do whatever we want, you know, and there's no pressure, so there's no we don't feel any pressure to be anything or do anything, so we just do what we've always done, which is kind of whatever we shit out, kind of, you know, so really, yeah, no, yeah.
Sorry. No, it's good. If you don't mind, I'd like to talk to some individual songs.
Okay.
And we just... Speaking of hits and you putting out good music, Swedish Rat. I have no idea. How do you come up with stuff genius stuff like that? This is just brilliant.
You're killing me.
No.
Yeah, thanks. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Could you please tell the story behind, like, what... not inspired, but I'm sure there was a story behind
it. Oh, just like, for a while there, we were also on a... Hey. She's just right there. Yeah, this is Tyler playing drums.
Hi, Tyler.
No.
Nice to meet you. My name is Tim.
Tim.
Nice to meet you.
Tim's from Siberia.
You're doing an interview, right?
Yeah, this is going live. This is live on the internet right now.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. I'm Tyler. I'm playing Chicks Dig It. I just had some pizza. I feel great.
You. Sorry, what was it? Swedish Rat. What went into that song, or what?
Oh, the story, like the lyrics.
You know, nothing really crazy again. Just like, we're... our Pink Razors came out on Bad Taste in Sweden, and they kind of handled the European side of that. And we were in Sweden a lot, and at that time, there was like, they had these, I've never seen them anywhere else since, but these hairdos, and we just called it the Swedish Rat, because it was kind of messy, but it looked really good at the same time, you know? So, and I thought it would catch on worldwide, but obviously anything we touch turns to shit, so it didn't. But it's the greatest hairstyle we had seen at the time, so yeah.
Yeah, when I play this song on the show, I say this is the best song about haircuts in the world. Beauty.
But I can't agree or disagree, but thank you very much for thinking so.
Commentary from Pink Razors, he said that the songs you're writing are usually not true. They're just kind of made up.
Well, it's there's always true elements. Change a little bit to sort of hide identities and different things, I guess, yeah.
Uh-huh. And since you got a dog, is it a true story?
Because there's a few people that are... There's a lot of people, actually, who... You know, we've had a lot of friends who've gotten married and had children, and they still hang out and do things. We've got a lot of friends who get dogs, and we never see them again. Something about dogs, yeah, they just like, I gotta be home, dog's gotta take a shit, or whatever. You know what I mean? But you know, their baby, they'll just take the baby to the babysitter and still, you know, maintain a semblance of their previous life. Once a dog gets in the picture, yeah. So yeah, it's totally true. And there's a couple people who think it's specifically about them, and it's about a bunch of people. But if they think it's about them, it's probably, you know, it probably applies.
Since you got a dog, no one wants to hang around you. Don't blame yourself, it's not you, it's your dog. I know you think we ain't the girl that you're dating. It's not true, she's a saint, but she can tolerate you and your dog. Hope you'll send it to the pound. Don't take it wrong, cause it ain't you that we're hating, cause we think you're okay. But we got lots to say about your dog. When we plan to hang out, you don't need an excuse. We want you to know that we really miss you. You figure it out, you know who we'll be. Just don't bring your dog. and horny. Again, this is the story. I tried to listen to the lyrics and understand. Well, what's the story behind this story?
Oh, this is somebody had been using my computer, and I was getting these porn pop-ups, and it was this little girl dancing at the bottom, and then this captain said, I'm hot and horny in Calgary, and I'm ready to fuck tonight, and I just thought that really sums up why I started being in a band in the first place. I just thought that was, you know, I can't really even take credit for the lyrics.
Yeah, so it's, yeah.
Yeah, but it's the first Chicks Dig It song with a swear word in it.
Before the release of the EP, you did several tour dates, and I was surprised by the geography. You did a couple of North American dates, and then out of all places, you played Norway.
Yeah, we have lots of really good friends in Norway, and some great bands there, and it's a really fun place to play. And yeah, you know, I find that it's a lot like a European Canada. Uh-huh. So when we went there for the first time, we were just blown away by how much it is like here, but different, you know, and the people are, I find, just like us, you know. Uh-huh. People are the same everywhere in the world, but it was just, it struck us how, you know, and maybe I'm giving Canadians too much credit by saying we're like Norwegians, but I'll say that it's just, you know, the people there are great, and you know, it's a fun place to play, and you know, yeah, it's weird, but yeah, we have some really good friends there, and we like to go there a lot, so simple as that. That's all it takes.
I found on the internet this tape. It was a rip of the tape of a Calgary music compilation from 1994 called Bloodbath at the Chinese Disco.
Yeah.
And it has two of your songs, I Wanna Hump You, and was it your first release? And could you please tell a couple of drawers?
So. It was our first time being on CD,
uh-huh.
And we were very excited to be on CD. We couldn't believe that our music, you know, now, you know, it's funny now because nobody cares. But yeah, that was, it wasn't our first recording. It was like we had put out a tape, and that was our first time on CD. Yeah, and it sold a lot in Calgary, you know.
Yeah, because there's some good bands on it, like the bands which became a little bit, you know, bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Time.
But you know, it's funny, like none of the bands I think saw any money from that, which was weird because there was there was some funny stuff going on and some people upset about the way it was accounted for at the end, but it turned out that it was, you know, a great thing for a lot of the bands on there, and it's a great record and still, you know, lives to this day, and the songs stand up.
And the Chinese Disco is what is it?
That was like an I never got to go to the Chinese Disco, at least I don't think, but it was like a all-night Chinese restaurant that served... actually, you know, I did go to the Chinese Disco, but, you know, they just called it that.
Mm-hmm.
But they would serve booze and teapots, you know, to make it look like they're serving tea kind of thing. So everybody kind of went there and after whatever they were doing in Calgary.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I moved to Vancouver from Russia in 2006, mm-hmm. And since then, because Pink Lair just came out,
yeah.
I moved here, and I listened to the commentary on the CD, and I was looking for
Dice. Did you find it?
Of course, I went there.
Yeah.
I went there several times because my wife, she's a huge fan of dollar stores.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
I have to go there.
It's the best.
It's good.
Yeah.
But
you don't think it's the best?
No. It's good. It's the best so far I've been to.
Yeah.
But every time I go there, I ask them, do you know there's a song by a legendary Canadian band about your store? And they always say no.
You know what? They were playing it in the store.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe I'm talking to drunk people.
No, my wife's mom worked there.
Really?
Yeah, and she said they played your song again today. I don't think they played it all the time, and I don't think maybe the people that worked there knew what the hell it was. But it's us. We're very proud of that, yeah. It's a great store. We were there today.
Really?
Yeah. Well, Mark and I got here early,
uh-huh.
And we went and there's an all-you-can-eat Japanese buffet in Richmond. It was awesome. And then we went to the Daiso, picked up a few things, and then we went, picked up a friend, and we went to the beach waiting for the other guys to show up. They missed their flight.
Uh-huh.
So we, you know, hung out, and we went back by the Daiso, got some ramen, miso ramen.
I had miso ramen
today. Big day.
Good, good.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
for moving away. I said I'd never leave till I went there today. It wasn't for me till you showed me around. I'm stoked by the new back massager I found. It feels just like it's human to me. Welcome to the. I tell what I see. For $2 you can get good quality. I feel a knockout like the rest of the crowd. You need to spend $30 until you are allowed the credit of the demo machine. Welcome to thee. Welcome to thee. Welcome to thee. Welcome to thee.
Just to wrap up a couple of things for the future. Do we have to wait another long time to hear the music?
You know, I honestly don't know. It's sort of like, you know, now that we're older, and when we were 19, we could just, like, hop in the van, quit our jobs, and go, you know what I mean? And now it's a little bit more complicated to kind of work it all out, but, you know, we always hang out and practice, or, you know, call it practicing. We just fuck around in the basement. And so, you know, it's just when we can all get time to do it. And, yeah, so, I mean, it's not like we're holding out or anything, or even that we're lazy. It's just that, you know... You know, you get a little bit older, you have jobs, you know, kids, logistics. Those kind of things, you know, and so, yeah, as soon as we can get out and do it again, we will, but, you know, it just, you know, wait, who knows when, we can't make any promises.
And the final question I always like to ask, because I'm on the lookout for the new music, what's music you're listening to right now, what's, you know, maybe a couple of bands or albums you've been excited?
Well, in our vein, like, new Teenage Bottle Rocket's great, Masked Intruder, have
yes,
you heard them?
Yes,
yeah, great.
Stick 'em up.
Yeah, that's great. Lipstick Homicide, I really like them. Let's see who else. You know, Old Wives from Edmonton, great. Trying to think of what else. It's a lot of stuff, you know, and stuff that's not, you know, pop punk that we like a lot too. Some older bands that didn't really make it over here, like a band called Silver Sun. Not Silver Sun Pickups, but just Silver Sun. Incredible band, like probably one of my favorite bands of all time, and nobody's heard of them, but they're Silver Sun. If you can find their self-titled record, I think it's one of the best records ever made. Came out mid-90s, maybe? Had a couple hits in England, but never over here. Great. But yeah, I don't know. It's just like, I'm trying to think of what else. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm on the spot, yeah.
No, that's good, that's it. Okay, thank you so much.
Tim, thank you very much. I hope you enjoy the show.
say I'm done with her.
You're in it, well I don't buy it. And anyway, being locked away, just spent waking up next to you every day, well I wouldn't mind it. In a world of nightmares, you had a sweet, sweet dream. Just about the prettiest thing that I've ever seen. Tell me.
the history of an old floating jail. About a fact that's well reported.